Funding the Future at the University of Kentucky, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. UK broke ground for a new and expanded Gatton College of Business earlier this year. That same month, UK's Provost Dr. Christine Reardon unveiled a new strategic planning process for the university. And despite the impact of the federal budget sequester, UK researchers have continued to work on projects of vital importance to the Commonwealth. All this work would not have been possible without the support of individuals, corporations, and foundations. And to tell us more about that relationship between private support and UK, our guest is UK's Chief Development Officer, Mike Ritchie. Welcome back to UK Perspectives, Mike.
Thank you very much, Tom. Delighted to be here.
Now, let's start with Gatton, which is a major project here on this campus. Construction has been underway for several months now. How much money did UK have to raise to renovate the Gatton College?
Tom, last year when the legislature approved the university spending its own money to construct the Gatton College, we indicated to the legislature that 100% of the money would be raised from philanthropy in order to make the additions and also to renovate the existing facility. And we broke ground in October on this wonderful facility. And at the time, we announced that we had been successful in raising gifts and commitments of $45 million toward a goal of $65 million. And we have several proposals that are out now pending with individuals, corporations, and foundations. And the response has been very, very positive.
So this has been done entirely without taxpayer support.
Entirely without taxpayer support. And another interesting thing that has occurred is that now we have identified individuals who have come to us and are so impressed with what we're doing that they're looking at how they can make strategic investments programmatically in that program, maybe to endow a chair, provide scholarship support to these deserving students that will be coming to the program as a result of this expansion, and also to support the general ongoing operation of that wonderful program.
Was this the largest fundraising project that the university undertook last year?
Not last year, but this current year? It is for the current year. And if you look at just total dollars committed from a private standpoint to fund a facility, yes, it's the largest project to date. But going forward, I think this is becoming more of the norm than it is the exception.
Now, of course, UK is a state university, but these days that definition of what a state university is changes quite a bit in terms of funding. So how much of UK's budget actually comes from individuals, from corporations, foundations, private sources?
Well, that's a very difficult question, but let me also say that the support that we receive from the state is critically important to the University of Kentucky's ongoing programs, for its future, for its investments. And we appreciate what the legislature can do, but we're in tough economic times. Several years ago, when I was a freshman on this campus, approximately 70% of our state funding, or our funding for the university, came from state. Now that has dwindled to about 11%, or maybe even less as I speak this morning, of our total budget. As a result, looking forward, I just read an article from the Colorado University where their president is talking about, because of declining state support, federal support, that they're having to place more dependency upon the private sector, philanthropy, in order to fund significant programs for that institution going forward. I think the University of Kentucky will face some of the same challenges, and we're trying to gear up, prepare, structure, and for that occurrence. As far as the percentage of dollars raised from the philanthropy side of the university, last year we were successful in generating $128 million in gifts and new pledges for various programs across our campus with our academic colleges, with our UK healthcare, with athletics. And we also saw an increase in number of donors. And if you go back just 3 or 4 years, that number has increased about $40 million. And even we're running well ahead this year compared to a year ago. When you consider this as part of the total budget of the University of Kentucky, that's significant. But also we have a very significant endowment, which is in excess of $1 billion. And those dollars are also the earnings from those each year through the spending policy are providing meaningful dollars for scholarships, graduate fellowships, research, endowed chairs, endowed professorships. And that's also a byproduct of what we're doing in the area of development, especially in the area of stewardship. And then when you also consider that with the 90-plus chairs that are endowed on this campus through philanthropy, those chair holders have been very, very successful also in receiving grants and contracts. So when you're trying to talk about impact of philanthropy, it's not just the dollar that you receive in the door. It's what are the outcomes from that and the impact that results.
You mentioned the $128 million raised last year. How does that compare to other universities, other institutions of similar size?
Well, it would be, I think, comparable to others of size when you look at staff size, budget size, and also the number of graduates that we have in our program. I must admit, though, that approximately 80% of our funds come from individuals, alumni and friends of the institution. The other monies come from corporations and from foundations, which is also vitally important to us.
I mentioned the strategic plan in the introduction, and I know that planning process is really in embryo right now, but what kind of fundraising priorities have you and has Dr. Reardon envisioned for you in the next year or so?
I have had conversations with our provost and also with our president and with Eric Mundy, who's in charge of our finance administration, and we're all in one accord that philanthropy is going to have to play a role in every phase of our strategic plan going forward. So once this strategic plan is finalized, then we'll look at what role does philanthropy place in capital projects? What role does it place in programmatic initiatives? What program does it place in new starts? So we're going to be having our fingerprints and footprints on every phase of this strategic plan, I think, going forward.
And there's a lot of renovation of campus planned in the master plan as well, and that's not going to be inexpensive to do.
Well, that's correct. And even now we're working on the new science building. And we are very, very grateful that the Athletic Association has stepped forward to make a $65 million commitment to that $100 million project. But it hasn't been exactly articulated that there will be a philanthropic role as well, a naming opportunity, opportunities within to fit out that particular facility and make it state of the art. But we just haven't determined exactly what that role will be at this time, but there will be a philanthropy involved. The same will be true with the athletic initiative that's going over at our football stadium. And even as you look down into the next year or two with new projects, be they other academic buildings or other healthcare activities, philanthropy is going to have a significant role.
So if one of our listeners would like to have the science building named after them, they should call you?
Absolutely.
Now, this year you created a new donor-advised fund at UK. Tell me about that. How does that work?
We are a land-grant university. We're located in 120 counties of our Commonwealth through our County Extension Program, providing meaningful services not only in agriculture and human environmental sciences, 4-H leadership training and development, but also in rural health initiatives with small business economic development, just to name a couple of other examples. We impact about 7 million people a year in our contacts through the county extension offices, and I'm just using this as an example. Many of these people love the University of Kentucky, appreciate the University of Kentucky, want to know how they can invest in the University of Kentucky, but they also have local interests, the local school, the local church or synagogue, local arts communities, local radio stations, supporting meaningful causes. The Donor Advised Fund, which we have created in cooperation and collaboration with the Bluegrass Community Foundation, allows an individual from a given county to make a donation through this collaboration, and it's housed at the Bluegrass Community Foundation. And their sum of money can then be used for several causes. They could earmark some of the money to UK, some to their local charities in their communities or national organizations. And they can advise how this money is going to be distributed, but they just don't know at this particular time. And for individuals who have estates, it may be a really significant way to save a lot of tax money as they put together their estate plan.
Why is it important for people who want to support UK and hopefully WUKY in the process to give now during the month of December?
People ask me that question all the time, Tom. It's a great question, and I think every month is a good month to give. But at the end of the year, you find that in the last 2 months of the calendar year is when many times 80% of the contributions come in, not the total dollars, but the contributions, because people are looking at the end of the year, they see the needs, they look at their resources, they look at opportunities to maybe lessen their tax burden, and so they will sometimes double their gift in the month of December or November in order to make certain that that meaningful organization that they believe in is receiving the support that's necessary.
And your office can help advise people about the best ways to do that and to get some of those tax benefits?
Absolutely. And it becomes a very complicated menu that they may want to choose from. So they may want to just give us a telephone call just so they can know what options are available to them, whether they give to the university or giving to some other charity. We'd be happy to entertain those types of calls. So they could call our office number, and I have an 800 number that I can give. It's 1-800-875-6272, or they can go online and send us a question by addressing our email at www.uky.edu/development.
Wonderful. And we'll post that link and the phone number on our website, too, in case you didn't catch that.
That will be fine.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. Our guest has been Mike Ritchie, Chief Development Officer at the University of Kentucky, and a regular December guest here on UK Perspectives. Our complete interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.